The bill that had bipartisan support from a majority of state senators wasn't taken up on Tuesday in the Senate's final meeting of the legislative session.
The bill would have made it easier for parents to buy CBD oil or cannabidiol, an oil that's a derivative of marijuana, which helped treat seizures in some kids with a rare form of epilepsy in clinical trials. CBD oil was legalized in 2014, but patients' families can only get it from a doctor with a special FDA waiver.
The legislation would have allowed parents to get CBD oil without a prescription. But the bill was blocked in the Senate despite support from patient families and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Here to tell us more about what happened is Jessie O'Poyne. She's a reporter for the Capital Times and covers state politics and government. Jessie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, CBD oil has been legal in Wisconsin since 2014, but can you tell us a little bit more of the reason behind this recent push to make it a little bit easier to get?
Sure. So the problem that has sort of stuck around, even though the use of the oil was legalized, is it is still illegal at the federal level, and that makes it pretty difficult to obtain. So this was designed as a fix to allow parents to access it a little more easily, to allow them to get it without a prescription. The problem still is, in order to obtain it, they would have to order it online or import it from another state. Or you could grow marijuana in Wisconsin, which is not legal. So there's still kind of some difficulty there in terms of obtaining it, even with this fix.
Even with the fix of the bill, you're saying?
Yeah. But this was designed to hopefully, you know, make it a little easier for parents to not have to go through a licensed provider in order to get it.
Well, what kind of support did this bill have going into the Senate this week?
Yeah, and this bill had, you know, obviously the parents who have been advocating it have been pretty forceful in doing so, but the bill had pretty widespread support, really senators on both sides of the aisle, and pretty overwhelming majority in the Senate. It was just kind of a handful of, I believe, only Republican senators who were concerned about it.
And let's get to what happened on Tuesday night, because it seemed as though it might have been, if not a sure thing, it seemed as though it had pretty good prospects going in, but it didn't actually come to a vote. So what happened?
Yeah, in theory, great prospects. It cleared the assembly on a voice vote, which meant there was so much support they didn't even need to count the votes. So this was something that I think people expected to go through without much controversy or discussion. But in the end, it wasn't put on the calendar because of the concerns of that small group of senators who were fairly polarized from the rest of the group. So this sudden motion, sort of a confusing set of procedural maneuvers. What ended up happening was a Democrat at the end of the night tried to pull the bill, since it wasn't on the calendar, tried to pull the bill to be taken up on the floor before the Senate was about to adjourn. The Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald was anticipating this, and in order to block that, scheduled the bill for what's been sort of referred to as a ghost hearing. Basically, if a bill has a hearing pending, it can't be pulled to the floor. So he scheduled it for a hearing, which was canceled the next day just to keep it from being pulled out. Democrats tried to fight back on that by voting to suspend the rules, but Senator Fitzgerald was able to adjourn pretty quickly and shut that down, so his caucus didn't have to take the vote.
So had that ghost hearing been scheduled before the Senate was in session that evening?
No, it came through... Probably about an hour before they adjourned, I think, was when the notices showed up for us. And Senator Fitzgerald got up and kind of explained to the Senate why he had scheduled it, and then explained that, yes, it was a tactical move. But, yeah, it came through after the session had started.
And what was the response from the supporters when that happened?
They were very upset. I think Senator Wengard said, this is why people hate government. This is why people don't trust their politicians, because this is the kind of thing that they don't really understand from the outside. Parents who had supported this called it dirty politics. They're disappointed that something they expected to be a fairly sure thing got held up in such a confusing and political sort of procedure.
We're talking with Jessie O'Poin right now for the Capital Times, and she's joining us to talk about some political maneuvering happened in the state Senate this week that stopped a bill to make CBD oil available without a prescription. CBD oil comes from marijuana, and it is an anti-seizure medication for rare forms of epilepsy. So, Jessie, what happens next with this? This is something that has not been resolved. Supporters will still be hoping to pass this in some way down the road. What are the prospects for that?
It sounds like this is definitely something that's going to come up again probably fairly quickly when the legislators come back in January. I'm sure we'll be hearing from parents and supporters in the meantime trying to push to make it happen. I think the hope of, I know some of the concerns from people who were opposed to this is that it is still illegal at the federal level. So the hope from some legislators is that maybe we'll get some more federal guidelines on this between now and then, and they'll have a little more of a pass from them in terms of how to handle this.
What kind of federal guidelines are we talking about here?
Well, it would be something to legalize the use of this. I don't know that that would be full legalization of marijuana. That's probably a long ways away, but maybe something to allow the use of this specific oil.
And in terms of what the public might think of this, obviously this is important to the politicians, the senators and assembly people who were promoting this bill were looking for it to pass, and the parents. But was there a public outcry about this kind of political maneuvering, or is this sort of par for the course?
I think people were confused is probably the best word. You know, in terms of the actual bill, there were people who supported it very strongly. There were people who objected to it fairly strongly. And then there were a lot of people who didn't even know it was maybe an issue or were fairly indifferent to what happened with this. But you know, any time something gets blocked based on procedural maneuvers and something that, you know, the ghost hearings, things that don't necessarily look that great from the outside, people get upset, and we've had outcry on both sides of the aisle on that, with some attempted explanation from Senator Fitzgerald, who himself said, look, I know this probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense to someone from the outside looking in.
In terms of a concern that it could be a slippery slope, this kind of legislation that could one day lead to maybe legalization of marijuana in Wisconsin, is legalization of marijuana in the state an active topic right now, one that may not be on anyone's legislative to-do list, but is it something that people are talking about?
Yeah, it is a little bit. I mean, every session we get some sort of proposal related to medical marijuana or full legalization, and those usually don't get a whole lot of discussion because people know they're not necessarily going to go anywhere right now. But what we are looking at is some of the Native American tribes are looking at trying to grow marijuana on their reservations, and whether it be for medical purposes or recreational. And the concern, I think, from those legislators who had been watching that is they thought that the legal reasoning could be similar to what allowed for gambling on those reservations. So the legalization of the lottery, they're concerned that legalizing or expanding access to CBD oil could somehow assist in their legal argument to allow them to grow marijuana.
Jessie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
That was Jessie O'Poin, reporter for the Capital Times, and she was with us there talking about some political maneuvering that happened this week in the state Senate that stopped a bill to make CBD oil available without a prescription in Wisconsin.